If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
.com.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the regular season, along with live Bears reports from Halas Hall, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with Bears players and coaches, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Cubs and Reds rubber game is underway at this hour. The Score's David Schuster is at Wrigley Field.
All right, Julie, good afternoon. Top of the third, Reds leading it 2-0. They scored a run in each of the first two frames. Back in the first, Jason Bourgeois with his second home run of the season. Definitely wind blown as the wind is blowing out here this afternoon, his second on the season. Then in the second inning, Eugenio Suarez with an RBI single. So far, Jason Hamill has allowed three hits, the two runs with three strikeouts. And Raisel Iglesias has struck out four. He hasn't allowed a hit for the Reds. We go bottom three, Cincinnati leading it 2-0. Live at Wrigley, David Schuster on WSCR The Score.
Thanks, David. Carlos Rodon will be on the mound tonight as the White Sox look to even up the series against the Twins in Minnesota. Rodon has struck out 29 batters in his last 28 innings and has struck out at least 5 batters in his last 14 starts. He'll be opposed by the Twins' Tommy Malone. Malone hasn't lasted 6 innings since he came off the DL in mid-August. Chris Ronji with pregame tonight at 6:35. And two players on the Royals have come down with chickenpox. The team says Kelvin Herrera and Alex Rios will both be out a few weeks while they deal with the virus. The team is concerned that other players may have been exposed and are monitoring the team and the staff. To football, Alshon Jeffrey's been sidelined his day-to-day with what the Bears are calling a mild calf strain for 21 days now. And he wasn't present at Halas Hall as the Bears held their final practice. The coach, John Fox, says he saw plenty from Jeffrey before the injury.
I mean, a guy that, you know, is a big target, has a way of separating. A little bit unique, and a good ball getter, so he's, both underneath and deep. He's a guy we've missed, I think in the preseason, but again, the whole goal of the preseason is getting guys to the regular season because that's when they start really keeping score.
Also not practicing yesterday were Eddie Royal, Marquise Wilson, Jermon Bushrod, Jeremiah Ratliff, John Bostic, and Sam Acho. Our running back Sonoris Perry has been placed on injured reserve. Matt Forte got a Veterans Day off. Bears and Browns tomorrow night at 7 from Soldier Field. Bears also making some roster moves as they prepare for tomorrow night's preseason finale against the Browns. Bears acquired tight end Kari Lee from the Texans for a conditional 6th-round pick in 2017. To make room on the roster, the Bears waived tight end Blake Annan. Around the league, the Bills are reportedly concerned that running back LeSean McCoy may not be ready to go in week one of the NFL season, thanks to a lingering hamstring injury. And former NFL player Lawrence Phillips has been charged with killing his cellmate in a California prison. He now faces first-degree murder charges. Phillips is serving 31 years for choking his ex-girlfriend and driving his car into a group of three teenagers after a pickup football game. This scoreboard update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for Bears preseason coverage. And hey, do you want to know who made the top four of the 2015 Bud Light Fantasy Football Expert Competition? Log into 670thescore.com/expert and vote on who you think deserves to win a job as the Score's next fantasy football expert. Brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com.
Let's go! Sip the juice. I've got enough to go around.
Zach Zaidman.
Those Syracuse guys are always special.
Oh, whatever.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Down here with Charles Tillman.
Oh, y'all listening. This is Score, right?
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
So, Pernell, there's a host at our station named Terry Bors. He just wanted to know if you've ever heard of him in your brief time here in Chicago.
Nah.
Zach Zaidman.
The name is intimidating. You are not.
What is that all about? You have red hair.
It's exotic.
Zach Zaidman with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Zach Zaidman is on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman. You hear him on our sister station, WBBM, during Bears games. You hear him on this station right now, because he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So players, they come and they go. Hello, Zach.
It's a developmental year. That's the way you have to look at it, which is why you're going to see a lot of players coming and going. Dan, good afternoon to you. I think the latest is Kari Lee, a tight end that they've added to the mix. This after adding another tight end yesterday, they've added the backup quarterback, Zach Dysart. You're just going to see a lot of different guys as they turn over the roster here, because this is what it takes in order to turn the team around. The thing that I keep saying is that you have a team that won five games last year. So when you're John Fox, this veteran coaching staff, you're Ryan Pace, how many players from a five-win team do you believe are part of the answer going forward? And the answer probably is not many, which is why I think you're going to see a high roster turnover. You already have throughout the offseason, and I think into the season you're going to see the back end of the roster constantly changing around, because the Bears do have the luxury of being able to be in a position where they have the seventh position in terms of being able to claim guys off the waiver wire. So I think you're going to see a lot of players coming and going over the next few weeks.
Zach, I've been saying really since these guys were hired that this would have to be a developmental year, because this team was so bad, because as you just pointed out, lacking so many players. When do you think that Ryan Pace and John Fox came to terms with that?
Immediately upon being hired. I think they knew what they were getting into when they took over the job. Now, the good news is, unlike the Cubs situation, which took years to fix, because that's the way you have to do it in baseball, in football you can do it quickly, but you have to start hitting some home runs when it comes to the draft. And these guys have a history of being able, at least Fox and the coaching staff, Vic Fangio in particular, have a history of quick turnarounds everywhere they've been. I mean, remember, it's not like John Fox had a franchise quarterback when he took over Carolina. You know, he had Jake Delhomme as his guy. He took over a one-win team 2 years later, had him in the Super Bowl. Now, granted, they drafted Julius Peppers in year one, and getting that pass rusher was a big, big deal. When he took over in Denver, he took over a four-win team that was in chaos after the failed Josh McDaniels experiment. They drafted Von Miller. Year one, they had an immediate impact in terms of the pass rush defensively. I bring that stuff up because now you look at the Bears, and they did not get that superstar defensive pass rusher via the draft. But they believe they have a guy who can make big-time plays on defense in Pernell McPhee, who Vic Fangio knows very well from his brief time serving as an assistant in Baltimore before he went to Stanford and eventually ended up as the defensive coordinator in San Francisco. So I think there are a lot of people that you talk to, scouts, players around the league, and players know players. They believe that Pernell McPhee is ready to take that next step. We're going to find out. That's not to say that, you know, this is the year where the Bears are going to be able to win in double figures and compete for a playoff spot, but I think that's what they're counting on to be able to at least quickly turn this thing around within the next couple of years.
So what do you know about the new tight end?
He's just a guy. You know, he's a blocker. Remember, this is going to be a run-based attack. So if you're going to have a run-based attack, you have to have tight ends that can really help you block and create some holes. And that's, I think, the two guys that they acquired over the last 2 days give them the opportunity to do that. He's also a comedian, because
I saw that's the Bill O'Brien impersonator. It's hysterical.
Yeah, and if you watched it, for those that haven't, I posted a link on my Twitter account to it, but for those that haven't watched it, the thing that impressed the players in the Texans locker room was the fact that he never broke character, even while the entire room was laughing as he was imitating Bill O'Brien. He never broke character and kept that serious coach's face. So we know that he's a guy that has multidimensional skill, not just as a football player.
All right, this is Kari Lee as Bill O'Brien.
Both groups did pretty well, pretty even, but I would say probably the star so far is Kari Lee.
All right, guys, let's get started. So today I'm going to talk about the media. Covington, you ain't here? Covington. I'm from Susie Carmichael from the Rice app.
Yeah,
Practice was every time we hit that field, we want to make each other better. We're going to compete, we're going to work hard, and we're going to win. And you know what that's going to come from? Competing and working hard.
Yeah, and he did. He kept the straight face, even as the room is breaking up. He's got the towel around his neck, the whole thing. That's Kari Lee. So I imagine the fact that they traded a sixth-round pick means they can't cut him now. This is a roster spot, right?
Well, this is a sixth-round pick in 2017. So
they still gave up something for me. They better not cut him.
Well, I mean, they obviously value what he brings as a blocker. We'll see. But this isn't, he's not going to be able to do what Martellus Bennett does out there on the field. So, again, it's a developmental guy. You're hoping that, you accumulate enough of these young players that can go out there and with good coaching, because the Bears feel they have a good coaching staff. You know, everyone's at least coached in a conference championship game in their careers that's on the Bears staff right now. They hope that they can start developing some guys and at least have a few more answers at the end of the year to put together as a nucleus for the turnaround going forward.
You know what they have? Without a doubt, the funniest tight ends in all of football. I'm certain of that. I'm sure if there's one thing in which the Bears lead the league, it is it's 6-7 tight ends with a sense of humor.
It's good to be good at something.
Yeah, it's a little different than the kind of sense of humor that Rosner has. You know, it's not the Victor Borga Borscht Belt deal that he's used to. But yeah, they're funny guys nonetheless, and it's hard to find someone as funny or as unique, I guess is the right word, as Martellus Bennett. But at least Kari Lee's knocking on the door a little bit. He's in that team picture.
Well, who's the other guy, Gannon Smedley or whatever his name is? Does he do like
Gannon Sinclair? He's a big guy.
Does he do puppets or something? Does he have an act?
If he does, believe me, it'll be included in one of our nugget tidbits.
Okay. I just want to know, because you should tell him. Say, look, if you're a 6'7" Bears tight end, you got to be like a prop comic or something.